Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we cover all the latest NFL news and updates from around the league. We got a pretty big one tonight. The Antonio Brown trade finally happened. No, he's not going to Buffalo to be a Bill. He's actually going to Oakland to be a Raider. The Oakland Raiders rob the Pittsburgh Steelers by trading a third and fifth round pick for Antonio Brown. This is the beginning of a dynasty. Every NFL analyst was making fun of John Gruden last season, but EndZoneBlog.com was adamant that Gruden would have the last laugh. Tonight, the Raiders traded a third and a fifth round pick for Antonio Brown, which is a bargain for a player who had six straight 1,000-yard seasons in Pittsburgh. Oakland has five first-round picks in the next 2 years, and the fact that they didn't have to give up any of those early selections is crucial for this organization's future. Those are assets that can be used along with Brown to completely retool this roster. We know offensively things are looking much more promising with a future Hall of Famer at the wide receiver position. Brown will be more productive than Amari Cooper was, and he gives Derek Carr or whoever is that quarterback another vertical threat that can put up points quickly. He's also very good at taking a spot pass or a slant route and making a few defenders miss. Usually those completions turn into big chunks of yardage, and those are explosive plays that the Oakland Raiders were lacking this past year. It's truly amazing how one individual can make such an impact, and this group will improve significantly when it comes to the offensive rankings. Remember, Gruden is also an X&O's mastermind, so he should be able to use some concepts that optimize Brown's skill set. If that wasn't impressive enough, Derek Carr just followed Le'Veon Bell on Twitter, too. So by the time free agency and the draft are over, this is going to be a completely different team. Brown and Bell would make all the difference in the world, but there's going to be several other players coming aboard as well. Now the joke is on anyone who's ever doubted Gruden, and he's going to make everyone eat crow. Don't be surprised if this franchise ends up winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, because this is just the first step. So, Antonio Brown, at first we think he's getting traded to the Bills. He probably said, you know, I'll retire if you guys try to trade me to the Bills. So obviously that didn't work out. Eventually, you know, he holds out. Oakland ships him the Pittsburgh Steelers ship him to the Oakland Raiders for a third and a fifth round pick. And if you ask me, the Oakland Raiders fleece the Pittsburgh Steelers. This guy has six straight 1,000-yard seasons, and he got traded for a third and a fifth-round pick? Are you kidding me? The Raiders get to keep all five of their first-round picks over the next 2 years? They're going to be loaded with talent. And, you know, like I said, Derek Carr followed Le'Veon Bell on Twitter, too. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are going to team back up in Oakland and let the Pittsburgh Steelers know exactly what they're missing out on. Man, those guys are going to light it up in John Gruden's offense. Now, we don't know for sure that Le'Veon Bell is going to go too, but we do know Antonio Brown's there. And with those draft picks, like I said, this is going to be the beginning of the dynasty. All these analysts were making fun of John Gruden last year. I'm talking about everybody, top to the bottom. Everybody was roasting John Gruden. And, you know, I was just like, this is the beginning. Yeah, they had to, I don't want to say tank, but they had to struggle through that first year. But that was the beginning of it. You know, we knew they were going to be bad trading away Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack. They knew it was going to be a down year. But that down year set up a very bright future. And everybody was just piling on when they had the chance. But like I said, all those analysts are going to be eating crow now, because the Raiders are coming, and they're coming to steal the show. And I just can't believe all these people didn't have the foresight to see what was going to happen down the line. I mean, when you stack that many first-round picks, what else do you think is going to happen? Those are top-tier, you know, talent. That's top-tier talent that you're going to add to your roster. And even at the end of last season, without Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper, they started to find their identity under John Gruden. Yeah, that first half of the season was brutal, but the second half of the season, they looked like a completely different team. They were starting to take shape. Things were, you know, coming together. It was clear. And to think they're going to have all that talent loaded on top of that, like I said, this team could win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Don't be surprised if it happened. Remember, Endzone Blog told you first. I actually broke a story last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, that Antonio Brown was going to go there, and they were looking at Le'Veon Bell, too. I also said Gruden wants to get Kyler Murray, too, so look out for that. That's the final piece of the puzzle for them. They get Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. Gruden might use a couple picks to trade up and get Kyler Murray, and that could be his offense. And from a philosophy standpoint, there's just so much athleticism there. It would be hard to stop those guys. And like I said, man, the Raiders stock is soaring right now. It's soaring. And all these analysts who've been around 20, you know, 30 years doing this, they should have known better. They should have known what John Gruden was doing. He was strategically aligning his team to be able to take over. And, yeah, you had to give up 1 year, but now who's laughing now? You know, all the momentum's on his side. Things have drastically tilted in the Oakland Raiders' favor. I know people are saying, well, it's not the start of a dynasty yet. They just got Antonio Brown. You got to think. Free agency hasn't started yet. They have all that cap room. They have all those draft picks in the draft. This isn't the end game. This is just the beginning. Antonio Brown is the start of this whole thing, not the end. You know, this isn't the team they're going into the year with. They're going to add 4 or 5 players, really good players in free agency, and then they're going to go draft, 9 really good players, 10 really good players? What, they have 3 first-round picks, you get 7. So, 9? They have 2 extra picks, so 9 draft picks they're also going to bring in. Oh, actually, excuse me, they gave up a 3rd and a 5th-round pick, so Doc 2. So they're going to have 7 picks, excuse me, but 3 of those picks are first-round picks. So that just goes to show and show you what the Raiders are all about, what they're going to do. And next year, all those analysts, you're going to see on the field how good of a product John Gruden and Mike Mayock put out there. A lot of people wanted to roast Mike Mayock, too, because he went from a media job to a general manager job. Doesn't matter because they're making the right moves in Oakland, California. And this is just all a setup before they go to Las Vegas. That team's going to be firing on all cylinders when they head to Nevada. The next topic we have up, between Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon, the Cleveland Browns are going to be a pass-rushing juggernaut. That pairing will significantly upgrade their defense. This offseason is all about improving your team. And the Cleveland Browns did that when they traded Kevin Zeitler for Olivier Vernon. While this is somewhat of a risky move because Baker Mayfield will lose a tough offensive lineman up front, it's smart because at the end of the day, defense wins championships. Mayfield is a talented enough guy who can make more out of less, and the combination of Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon should give the Browns' offense way more possessions. Cleveland will be able to stop drives and get off the field on third down with Garrett and Vernon coming off the edges. If you're an opposing quarterback, that's such a tough matchup, and there isn't going to be much room to operate in the pocket. Garrett has already tallied up 20.5 sacks over his first 2 seasons. It should be even better now that offenses can't focus solely on him. Olivier Vernon is also good for at least 7 sacks a year, and life should be much easier for him now that he doesn't have to go up against those elite NFC tackles, Tyron Smith, Jason Peters, Trent Williams. The final piece of the Browns would be getting a dominant interior guy to place right between Garrett and Vernon. Ohio State Tremont Jones could be an option on the table, and he will collapse the pocket from the inside gaps. Jones recorded 8.5 sacks last year in Columbus, and that would be the perfect part to round out this defensive front. Why not sick the dogs on Ben Roethlisberger, Lamar Jackson, and Andy Dalton? That's how the Browns will turn into a playoff contender, but even if they don't get Jones, they're still closer than they were. At some point, Zeitler has to be replaced too, but John Dorsey is doing a great job, and he seems to be the man with a plan. So, Kevin Zeitler gets shipped out, Olivier Vernon gets brung in, and, you know, it's a little risky, like I said, because Baker Mayfield's losing a talented offensive lineman up front. And the last thing you want to do is take away one-year quarterbacks, better blockers. But John Dorsey knows that if he pairs Olivier Vernon with Myles Garrett, he has some elite ends that can together make up a very special pass rushing duo. You don't get a chance to put together a pairing like that very often. Dorsey figured he could replace Zeitler soon, you know, probably in the draft or free agency. And it was a risk he was willing to take. Like I said, Baker Mayfield's so talented that he could probably make more out of less. There's plenty of times he showed a little bit of escapability in the pocket, evaded the rush, stepped up, made a nice throw. Do you want to put holes in that offensive line? Absolutely not. But clearly they weighed the pros and cons, and they felt like, you know, the two defense ends was a better fit for their long-term vision. Now, to me, I think that's a smart move because I believe defense wins championships. And, you know, obviously it's a huge upgrade putting Olivier Vernon up front on that line. They still need to improve a little bit at one of the interior spots. I like Draymond Jones out of Ohio State. A little bit undersized. He's about 280, but, you know, Aaron Donald's undersized too. And what Draymond Jones does really well, last year in Columbus, he had 8.5 sacks. Clearly, he's a good interior pass rusher. And if you pair him with Jones and Vernon, who are very good pass rushers themselves, that's too much firepower, and it's going to result in a lot of sacks. Now, the NFL is a passing league. You counter these quarterbacks by pass rushing the passer. I've said that so many times on these podcasts, and I'm always going to stay true to that. When I was a coach in semi-pro, when I played a team that has a great defensive line, it was so tough. It was tough to run. It was tough to pass because you just don't have time to do anything in the pocket. And that eliminates just so many of your plays. It really contains a lot of the things you're trying to do. It's very difficult to overcome all that. It seems like when you're calling the toss play to the outside and you're trying to get away from that offensive line, they run you down. And, I've heard people say defensive line isn't that important. I just cannot get on board with that at all. Quarterback's the most important. Defensive line, to me, is the second most important position in football, and that's the defensive tackles and the defense ends. If you have a strong defensive line, you can completely change the outcome of games. Remember when the New England Patriots were undefeated and the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl? It's because they were loaded on that defensive line with Strahan, O.C. Uminora, Jason Pierre-Paul. I think they had Matthias Kiwanuka too. So you just can't overlook how important it is to generate a pass rush, get pressure from inside the A and B gaps, and then have those ends like Garrett and Vernon who can consistently get around the tackle, use their hands to disengage the blocker, and finish the play for a sack. Great move for the Cleveland Browns, but they do have to replace Kevin Zeitler. Like I said, free agency or the draft is where they'll end up doing so. But it's looking up in Cleveland. That's all I have tonight. Check out endzoneblog.com for all your latest NFL news and updates. I hope you guys check out our website, endzoneblog.com. Like I said, it's been going great. Thank you guys very much. I'm signing off.